perform.
Tyranny's always lurking just around the corner.
Embarrassing. They're making crazy, but now they're right.
Black helicopter crowd really ain't upset.
The people are stupid and they're drunk. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
We're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate criminal government in American history. I'm trying to awaken people, but look at the morons around you. They're zombies.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News on the Armageddon Records Network. And now here's your host.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. You're listening to Black Helicopter News. And today is Monday, April 24th, 2017. It is currently 4:30 p.m. and it's 54 degrees and cloudy here at the Jersey Shore. Folks, I just released an episode the other day, so this is a bonus episode. I wanted to mention that I spoke of this a while ago, and now it is starting to manifest. I'm going to have the host of The Dope Show, Andy Malafrina, who is also a stand-up comedian, in addition to the host of that podcast, The Dope Show. He also does Breakfast Beats, a YouTube series, where he reviews new rap songs, usually when they come out. Right when they come out, he gives music reviews while he's making breakfast. And it's pretty cool. And he's been podcasting for several years. So he's a very interesting character. Like I mentioned, I met him at the Asbury Park Comedy and Podcast Festival last summer at the Asbury Beer Garden. So it's been a long time coming because it's almost summer now. So stay on the lookout. I'm going to have more guests this summer and this spring. I'm going to have more episodes. So look out for all that fun stuff. One more thing. I'm really thinking about rebranding the podcast because Black Helicopter News can scare some people away. I've said this a bunch of times. People get scared, I guess. And I understand the conspiratorial field that is associated with that name is kind of spooky and it draws crazy folks out like a magnet. So I have to constantly remind people that we are a fun, lighthearted show. We are not trying to get down the rabbit hole and lose our minds. We're not about that. We're not about anything. We're not calling people Zionist puppets. No, no. We are just simply looking at interesting, strange, and bizarre news, which encompasses a lot of things from UFOs and more, okay? Anything under that umbrella. I just want to briefly mention one more thing. I have had an epiphany throughout the debacle that I mentioned last episode about chemtrails. So here's my new, I guess, stance maybe. So while I don't... All right, here's the thing. There's a lot of people ready to jump down your throat about chemtrails. Well, on one hand, that kind of makes it look obvious that they may be a real deal thing. If it's inciting so many people, because that's what they say. You know you're closer to truth when you get a target on you. You know, when here's the thing. This is why I am just done with any type of chemtrail talk. Because if it's true, if it is true, and I've checked a few sites out, I've done a little bit of research, and I've seen the horrors that can be a consequence. So they'll say, prove it. Okay, you need flight logs, right? And if it's a government thing, you just can't go fishing around for flight logs. I mean, I honestly don't think that that's, I don't think that's allowed. I mean, I could be wrong, but I could be talking out of my ass, but I'm pretty sure you just can't get military flight logs. You know what I mean? That's just about it. That's all I can say. And it's not like they're going to say, yeah, so we got this flight log and we're doing this, we're spraying this. So finding pure evidence of it is an impossibility. I saw a picture of somebody screenshotted somebody that was really down the rabbit hole for the chemtrails. And it said something like, it was a Facebook message saying you posted something about, it was like Homeland Security, FBI, National Security Threat, some bullshit like that. So that kind of like gave me my epiphany that is a subject that is not going to be, that's a mystery that's not going to be answered today. I don't have any proof of it anyway, but it is an interesting conspiracy. I mean, because how dastardly would the government be of all nations to be just polluting our skies with specific chemicals to God only knows what they do. I mean, we're polluting the air anyway. So, look, I'm starting to ramble. But the point is, there's no way I'm going to get to the bottom of that rabbit hole because it involves evidence that is going to be secretive. So that's that. But I had that epiphany, and God only knows if those people that got involved in a debacle, God only knows if they were real trolls paid by Zuckerberg and Schmidt and the CIA, or whether those trolls were just informed people that wanted to stop the spread of chemtrail talk. Either way, I've come to the conclusion that it's not even worth investigating. There's so many more things that we have to investigate on this podcast than something that we will not be able to get to the bottom of. So instead, we're going to focus our attention on art, society, health, entertainment, the bizarre, the strange, the weird news, interviews. Some rabbit holes we're just not going to go down because it's not worth it. It's not worth the drama that it will bring. So I don't know. Either way you want to look at it, that's your choice. What do you think? Let me know in the comments. All right, folks, we've got a great show for you today. We are going to be talking about, today we've got a special report on a farmer that allegedly caught a shape-shifting humanoid in Ghana, Africa. The story is totally fantastic and borderline ridiculous. And other than that, we've got a couple other news tidbits. The World Health Organization says being single is a disability. I don't know, all that and much more, folks, so stay tuned. You will not want to miss today's episode. Grasshopper is offering an opportunity to save $50 on your order. Sound more professional and stay connected with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system designed for entrepreneurs. Grasshopper works just like a traditional phone system, but requires no hardware to purchase or software to install. It's all managed online or by phone. Callers can reach you wherever you are, on your cell, in the office, or at home. Try grasshopper.com/blackhelicopternews. Gamefly.com has over 8,000 new releases and classics available to rent on every major console, even older systems. And as a Gamefly member, you can rent as many console games and they'll be delivered directly to you for one low monthly fee. There's never any due dates or late fees. Gamefly also offers the ability to rent Blu-rays and DVDs at no extra charge. Sign up for a premium 30-day trial for free. No contracts, cancel anytime. To get started, go to GameflyOffer.com/blackhelicopternews for your free 30-day trial.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world, you will hear it here on WBHN New Jersey. You're listening to Black Helicopter News, hosted by Andrew Robinson. Here's what's in the news.
Being single is now a disability, according to the World Health Organization. According to the Telegraph, the WHO will change its definition of disabilities to classify people without a sexual partner as infertile. The controversial new classifications will make it so that heterosexual single men and women and gay men and women who are seeking in vitro fertilization to have a child will receive the same priority as couples. And this makes access to public funds available to all. So some people are angered that this is considered overreach by a medical organization that sets global standards. Now, the World Health Organization is, in fact, a globalist combine. It is one of the globalist operations. This is the work of the globalists. Some people are calling it absurd, and they're angry, and rightfully so, because it's also insulting to single people. Now, those that are not angered, they're saying it's creating medical equality. The biggest thing they're pounding their chest on is that it puts a stake in the ground. It says an individual has a right to reproduce whether or not they have a partner. The problem is that it's called a disability, which is an impairment physically, mentally, that limits. So that people are saying, well, like me, for example, I'm perpetually single. I don't like it being called a disability. And I suppose it is a disability because I have social disability. I don't know, folks. What do you think? I honestly, I'm indifferent. I could care less, but I'm against these globalist combines writing the standards for the new world, for the world of tomorrow. But I don't see anything truly sinister about this, so take it with a grain of salt. It is what it is. U.S. government arresting WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is now a top priority. Okay, finally, more reasons to not like the current president. I mean, at least it wasn't a top priority when Obama was in there. Julian Assange, he's been living in a single room throughout this whole ordeal in an embassy. This is a tiny room. We forget, he's not in Ecuador. He's in an Ecuadorian embassy in London. If he walks out, he's done. So now they want to punish him. This is why he was hiding all this time. This is why he had to get asylum. Because they are not going to give up until they take him out. If you want to bring him to justice, who's going to bring the justice? Where's the justice for all of crimes against humanity that by the people that had things revealed in all of the WikiLeaks data dumps? The Vault 7, who's it going to be accountable for that? I'll tell you who's going to be accountable for the CIA. For the Vault 7 data dump of things the CIA is doing, they're not going to be. Oh, they certainly won't be held accountable for their actions. Hillary Clinton's 60,000 emails. For those that they released, that he released, who's going to be accountable for that? Not her. And all the other things, who's going to be accountable? Not the people that committed the crimes or committed the indiscretions, whatever you want to call it. No, he's going to be held accountable for it. So, Revealing the truth is a criminal offense in a time of tyranny. So basically, instead of arresting Hillary on corruption charges for the content of her emails, for example, the government wants to arrest Julian Assange for releasing the emails that exposed her corruption. Just because I remember a few months ago on the campaign trail, Trump said something about gotta love WikiLeaks. Yeah, he loved it when he was revealing pieces of data that incriminated Obama and the Democrats and the liberals. But now that he's dropping some data dumps that can affect him, now Trump hates him. It's just hypocrisy and whatever. And also one more thing. University of Alaska Anchorage hangs professor's painting of a decapitated Trump. This painting is going to be on display for a month at a campus gallery. So this is interesting. This is making a lot of people upset because he's holding up. It's a picture of a shirtless man with birds on his shoulders holding Trump's decapitated head. I don't know. I'm not seeing too much else in the news. Oh, I didn't mention this the other day. Vampire bats in Brazil have started feeding on humans for the first time. So now that just another example of how humans are impacting the environment. Vampire bats are the only mammals that survive on blood alone. So the ones in Brazil feed and rely exclusively on wild bird blood, but their food choice is driven away from the forest due to human actions. The bats have changed their taste to human blood, and researchers at a university there analyzed 15 fecal samples from the bats, discovered a mixture of human and bird DNA traces. This is unusual because the bats are not adapted to feed on the blood of humans because it's a thicker blood with higher protein than bird's blood, so it's harder to process. Yet it appears their diet has now changed. And also, the biggest problem is that these things, these varmints, transmit rabies and hantavirus. So good job, humanity. Good job on cutting down all the forest, chasing the birds away. And now the vampire bats are going to come for you.
You need socks?
Sure you do.
Check it out.
Bombas are socks engineered and designed to look better, feel better, and perform better. Bombas are purpose-built for athletic performance and designed for extreme leisure. Each section of a Bombas sock has been carefully created to improve on years of sock complacency in the industry. And one pair purchased equals one pair donated. So folks, I highly suggest you check them out if you're in the market for socks.
I think what these people are doing is amazing, and they are revolutionizing the sock industry. They have this new honeycomb arch support, which is great. It gives this extra support around the arch, and I know with my feet, sometimes that's an area where I get a little bit of pain. And also, Invisitoe. You know that annoying bump on the toes of most socks? Well, they got rid of it. So, dude, check it out. They've already donated over 2 million socks. Socks are the most requested item in homeless shelters. So act now. Get bombas.com/blackhelicopternews and get 15% off your first purchase. BarkBox is offering an opportunity to receive one free extra month at BarkBox.com. BarkBox is committed to making dogs happy. BarkBox is a delivery of 4 to 6 natural treats and super fun toys curated around a surprise theme each month. And if you sign up today, you'll receive one extra free month with either your 6 or 12 month subscription. To get started, go to GetBarkBox.com/BlackHelicopterNews.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News.
On a lighter note, stay in a Star Wars themed hotel when you visit Star Wars Land. This is pretty cool. So fans now have This is an amazing treat for fans of Star Wars. So Star Wars Land is scheduled to open in both United States Disney Resorts in 2019. The thing that's making news is the possibility of a Star Wars themed luxury hotel that they've released concept art, and it's astounding. And they were taking surveys seeing how fans would feel about this. And it is an ambitious project. It looks like Disney's pretty serious about this. And this concept art is phenomenal. You got to check this out. I posted it on the Facebook page. Now, it's still a concept, but this would be a once-in-a-lifetime kind of experience to have. It would be immersive, fully immersive. And you're going to have C-3PO and RTD2 as concierge. They'd be walking around, talking to people, mingling, starting up small talk with you in a lobby. So also, what else was this? I'm looking at the party, and I'm looking at the picture. It's just hard to explain. It's truly something to behold. Now, not too much is revealed besides concept art, but the doors are going to slide open, close automatically. It's going to be a lot like what you've seen in the franchise, the Star Wars franchise. Now, how much is this going to cost? It is a luxury hotel, after all. So, they did mention how much it would cost. A two-night all-inclusive package would cost between $900 and $1,000 per guest. But with this, you're getting a two-day stay. You're going to be a part of the Star Wars universe, personal interactions with characters, live performers throughout the starship. Plus, you'll be able to engage in the story by doing flight training, ship exploration, lightsaber training, and personalized secret missions, both on the starship and throughout Star Wars Land. You get buffet breakfast, lunch, dinner, full access to the park, a pool, a garden, fitness, robotic droid butlers. There you go. This would be the experience of a lifetime, and I mean, theoretically worth the price. I mean, it's worth the price. I don't have it. I couldn't swing it, but I mean, if I was rich, that'd be worth the price. What do you think about this, folks? Let me know in the comments. Are you looking for web hosting but don't know who to choose with so many choices out there? Well, you can't go wrong with Bluehost. Bluehost is a leading web solutions services provider. Since 2003, Bluehost has continually innovated new ways to deliver on their mission to empower people to fully harness the web. So sign up today. You get a free domain, free site builders, one-click WordPress install, and 24/7 support. And if you sign up now, you get a special introductory offer of $3.95 a month. To get started, go to bluehost.com/track/blackhelicopternews.
Do you you have a website, podcast, music, or something that you'd like to promote and for an affordable price? If you answered yes, then look no further. We'll run your 30-second commercial or custom make one for you for $9.99 a month. Your 30-second ad will run on every episode that month. For $4.99 a month, every other episode. Also, fellow podcasters, we could arrange 30-second cross-promotional ad swaps for free. For more info, contact us at blackhelicopternews@gmail.com.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News. This is a special report.
Oh boy, folks. Shapeshifter captured in Ghana? I picked this story up off coasttocoastam.com. In a bizarre story out of the African nation of Ghana, a farmer apprehended, allegedly, a shape-shifting creature that had been tormenting a village. According to a government official who shared the story on... A government official! He shared it on social media. The strange tale began about a week ago when this, let's call it mysterious entity, began preying on livestock in the area. The shapeshifter, villagers said, would transform into various innocent creatures. A guinea pig. A pig. So those are the only two that they've given so far. And they would use that disguise to gain access to farm animals. And then he would devour them. Additionally, the creature would also take on the appearance of a pig and chase terrified villagers back to their homes, only to disappear after they called for help. However, it would appear that this shapeshifter's reign of terror has come to an end after it encountered a hunter who spotted it changing from a human to a wild animal. Incredibly, it is said that the farmer shot the entity, the shapeshifter, but that only led to the creature sprouting wings and flying away. Wow. My bullshit meter is blaring. But let's put the disbelief on hold to the rest of the story. Upon landing at a nearby farm, the creature encountered a farmer who had, luckily, magical powers or ability, and it turned the entity into a human, and it paralyzed it or rendered it immobile somehow until authorities arrived. Reportedly, it changed into various forms before becoming a small-looking man that did not speak. Photos provided by the official show a small individual with what appears to be a reed acting as some kind of binding agent tied around his neck. While the story and photos are decidedly fantastic, some would say ridiculous, considering the persecution of albino people in Ghana and other African nations, one can only wonder if the story is a similar case of a superstitious reaction to an innocent person who is simply unlike everyone around them. So, folks, I saw the picture. It just looks like a tiny black man, about 3.5 feet tall. I don't know, it's like pretty much up to this guy's abdomen that's holding him captive. And he looks pretty cracked out. This guy looks weird as fuck. But this reminds me of the story I spoke about Zimbabwe a few episodes back. I'm not racist, so I am going to take these fine black African-American individuals, villagers of Ghana, I'm going to take what they say seriously. Because for starters, if there is any type of paranormal activity in this world, it is going to be driven out of any of the modern countries because we have cameras everywhere. We have people spotting things, reporting things, observing. We've got mall cops observing and reporting anything you do. We got globalists spying, the all-seeing eye. We have all of this monitoring here. So, I mean, if there is a paranormal world of the unseen, they would be doing it in a place other than the United States. Well, put it this way. I think maybe in Ghana, in Africa, these mystical powers, because there's shamans there to this day. So I think that these fine folks may have something here. I mean, we've got government officials. We've got government officials that are co-signing this. And, you know, as brainwashed Americans, we hear government, it must be true. Government's truth. Government is the
one and only source of all knowingness, and we must bow down to them, right? That's how us sheep. I said us sheep. I didn't say you sheep. I'm one of you. So that's how we operate, right? Government. Oh my God, the government official in Ghana. So why could this be a false story? This could be, well, I don't know. You let me know what you think about this in the comments, folks. I mean, my bullshit meter is ringing off the hook about this story. But they said the magic word, government official. And we know government's so perfect and they don't lie. And they are just the ultimate source of truth and credibility. If you can hear me smiling, that's sarcasm. But I mean, hey, in the recent weeks, I've been trying to become less conspiratorial. So I'm trying to look at this objectively. What do you guys think? Let me know in the comments. We got to move on.